previously on 2 Past Midnight.
You guys heard a couple shots, like, pat, pat, and then you heard, brrr, the shots start going off, and you start hearing, pat, pat, people taking pot shots from the crowd.
Tell me mobility is key here. Come on.
The problem, Kyle, with mobility is Emmett and Murph, their mobilities are fucked.
All right, so as the crowd starts pushing against you guys, and you guys are all, like, getting pushed away, Emmett, you start to be separated from the rest of the group.
I'm going to scoop down. I'm going to grab the little girl.
Fighting the crowd to keep them off of him.
Emmett's going to try and push forward toward Rogers.
You've lost track of Rogers at this point. Roll me a d6 and a d6 for round 5.
Jeez. Rolled a 4.
Uh-huh.
And then I rolled a 2.
Okay. Now roll me another d6.
And the last of the rolls is a 3.
Okay. Josiah, next to you, you see... Well, I guess it's all 3 of you, but next to you, you see another guy. It's like starting to take a shot at the... he's got a rifle up. He's taking a shot at the militia. Pat, pat. You see him take a bullet right to the head. Roll me a D6.
A 1.
He was a Polish civilian and he has a shotgun.
Yoink.
You'll have to spend your action next round to do that.
Okay.
Or on this round. What do you guys want to do? Emmett.
Emmett's still pushing towards the front.
Okay.
He's going to just bear down and grunt and try and keep pushing forward towards the main. That is 3 successes.
Dang.
All right. One of you two, Josiah or Murphy.
I'm going to pick up the gun, and I'm not spending a shift searching him. Although normally, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to.
It counts as one reload, so it's fully loaded. I'm just going to say. I mean, even though he was just shooting, so whatever.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you do?
Same thing. He sees him reach for the gun, and he's like, ooh, a weapon. Okay, and so he's, again, shielding, elbowing people, pushing them out of the way, like, trying to make it so it's like water going over a rock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
2 successes.
Nice.
All right. Still, crowd's fucking going crazy still. I mean, it's fucking chaos right now. Someone roll me another D6 and another D6.
All right. D6 number 1 is a 6.
Uh-huh.
D6 number 2 is a 2.
Now roll me another D6.
And the cherry on top is another 2.
Murph, in the process of all of this, you're trying to, like, shield them. You kind of, like, go forward a little bit. And next thing you know, you're separated now from them. Like, the crowd kind of pushed between you and them, and you end up, like, going forward as you're trying to, like, knock people back, and he bends down to pick up the shotgun. You are now separated from them.
Can I see them?
Roll me a recon roll.
I cannot.
No, you're not sure. Like, you look back over your shoulder, and you're like, where the fuck did they go?
He's going to try to fight into the direction that he last saw them.
Okay. Roll me a close combat, I'm assuming.
Yeah, same thing. And actually, even though he's tired and hurt and feels like shit, he's getting a little bit of a rush out of the punching and elbowing and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Like, he's like in his mind, he's like, gosh, if we weren't in this situation, I'd love this.
All right.
1 success.
Okay. Emmett.
Emmett's going to still keep pushing towards the front.
Okay.
2 successes.
Okay.
That's a 10 and a 2, so I'm actually going to push the 2.
Okay.
Nope, a 4.
Okay. Kyle.
Seeing that the crowd's kind of amassed again, I'm going to again. Persuasion. Guys, just women and children, we got to get out of the way. Just make a path. Let's get through here. Let's not trample anybody.
Mm-hmm.
1 success, I will re-roll the D8.
Okay.
And 2 successes total.
Okay, so they start to move out of the way and you, so that you can kind of...
Also, I have a shotgun!
All right, so that was two successes for you. All right. Top of the round again. D6s.
I rolled a four.
Okay.
I rolled a five. And then finished with another four. Another person drops a weapon.
You see one of the guys with the armband comes up and like tries to pick up the girl. Like one of the guys with the red armband, the militia guys, like comes over and is like trying to pick up the girl.
Persuasion. Get off this. What are you doing?
All right, roll it.
Am I rolling it straight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two successes.
All right. Yeah. So he like leaves you alone on that. So two successes. All right. Emmett.
All right. Emmett is pushing forward. That is one success and a five. Pushing that roll for another success. Two successes.
All right. So you're still trying to push through the crowd and trying to move forward. You're no longer pinned. That's been a little bit. And you're able to like muscle your way through. Chris.
It's all hinging on you, Chris.
He's still trying to fight to get to them. Yeah.
Recon roll first.
Two successes.
You spot him. Like you see him over there and like because you saw the guy.
You heard me yell.
Yeah, with the red armband and you heard him yell. You heard Bruce yell.
And because he saw that, yeah, he's fighting extra hard to try to push his way over to them. One success. I'm going to push the D12.
Okay.
Two successes total.
All right. So, yeah, so you saw that the crowd was starting to split where they were, and he's starting to, with the girl, and like they picked up, but it's starting to tame down over in that area a little bit more, and you're starting, and you make your way over there. I mean, there's still a bunch of people and it's still fucking chaos. D6 and a D6.
First one's a six.
Uh-huh.
Second one's a six. Third one's a two.
Jesus Christ. Six and a six, in the spirit of these tables, is the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, roll me 2D6.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
And a one.
All right, so you hear a bullet whiz right by your fucking ear. Like, shoof! Roll coolness under fire.
Oi.
Snap.
If he gets stressed.
One success.
Okay.
Okay.
Now roll empathy.
That's no bueno. A one.
Murph goes into a violent rampage.
Yes, he does.
Awesome.
So you're going to be doing close combat still, but you're just fucking punching motherfuckers at this point.
Do you have sharp objects? Do you have a knife?
I believe he does have a knife.
I think I do have a combat knife.
All right.
And I'm not saying this to... This isn't a... what do you call it?
No meta.
Cheese dick tax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would pull it out in the moment. I think he would just start swinging.
I'm fine with that. It is a heat of the moment, like violent rampage. So you don't have to pull out the knife.
Yeah, I don't think
just
so.
Know
I
it's
think,
there.
But you're going to be attacking motherfuckers. Is
yeah,
basically
I think it's like. Remember how I said he kind of likes it?
Mm-hmm.
I think he flipped out, and it's like bloodlust almost. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So now you have to be doing close combat. At this point.
Okay.
You know who's right there by you with the girl and fucking yeah. Josiah is also dude with the red armband. The militia guy.
Okay. I think we'll just see who he starts hitting.
You tell me. Who do you think?
Is this on me?
Yeah. I mean, I think he would hit the guy that has red armband personally. That's my call.
Yeah, because he saw him try to take the girl.
Take the girl, yep.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right.
So, that would be one success. And I think I'm going to push it because he is in a blind rage.
Yep, violent rampage, pushing the roll no matter what. Yep.
Three successes.
I knew that was going to happen.
All right, so you tell me what it looks like when you hit this dude and lay him the fuck out, because that's what happens.
So he sees that the guy tried to grab the girl, and even though Bruce pulled her away, he just pushes his way through and, like, get away from her! And just square in the jaw gets that nerve,
mm-hmm.
and he hits the guy, and the guy just falls back and hits his head on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And also his AKM goes clink, 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 clink. Brian, Kyle, what are you guys doing?
Crap in my pants right now. All I can picture is the Bill Hader thing. Like, you don't seem bummed at all. You seem stoked. Oh, no, I'm bummed. This is great. All right, well, Emmett is still just driving towards the front.
Okay.
One success and a two. Rerolling the two. That's a three, so just one success. Pushing forward.
All right. Kyle, what are you doing? There's an AKM on the ground.
I'm trying to think if I would have the guts to try to talk Murph out of this, or would I notice that he snapped, or just think this is just how he is, because I don't know him at all.
If you want, you can try to use command. I'll say that you could try to do that to snap him out of it.
Okay. Because I see he kind of just flipped and just funk crushed the guy.
But from your point of view, he kind of seems like he was trying to protect the girl.
I think that there's a look in his eyes of like just empty fucking rage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, soldier. Yeah, go ahead.
One success, and I will reroll the other D8
because
we are panicked. And I can't remember. Is an eight? Eight's one more success.
Yes, that's another success.
Yeah, so two successes.
Chris, roll an empathy roll.
Knowing my luck, I'll succeed on this one. Nope.
Yep. Nah, you're this way I'm doing it is like you're able to like maybe get to him to give him a secondary empathy roll, but if he still fails it, he's still going. So,
he's the one that's got to snap himself out of it.
Yeah, like he's got to like realize that you're trying to snap him out of it. All right, D6, D6, D6.
Four. We're not on the six table. Six. We're back on the six. And a lowly three. 463.
You said three?
Yeah, 463.
All right, Josiah, the crowd is starting to push away from the front now and is starting to come straight at you. So what are you going to do to not get trampled by this? It's a larger amount at this point. Like, they're literally like moving back at this point, like in a fucking bum rush. Chaotic rush.
Take the girl and run for the open area, leaving the AKM lay on the ground.
Okay, so we'll say mobility roll.
One success and an explosion. So just one success.
Yep. Okay. Chris. Violent rampage?
Yeah. And he's yelling and laughing at the same time, like maniacally. Come on, motherfuckers! Two successes. Oh, and let's push the D10.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So just two successes.
Okay. Brian. Still trying to push to the front.
Yep. Emmett's just going to keep driving forward.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like the crowd of them is like total, like you're just basically swimming through fucking people at this point.
That's a five and a three. So nothing and nothing. We'll push that for a seven and a six. So that's two successes.
All right. So you definitely feel like you're starting to make your way to the front. Josiah was making his way back with the girl. He's got her back in the back, like headed that way. You're fighting your way through the crowd still. And D6, 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 back at the top.
A one.
Mm-hmm.
A one. And a two.
Should I make an empathy roll for that last turn?
No. If no one's trying to pull you out of it, we're just going to, it's just going to go for a stretch. It's just going.
Until the sun comes up.
Murph. So you see a couple of the militia and they're out in the crowd and they're starting to try to push people back and get back. And you see somebody beside you, roll me a D6.
One.
Another Polish civilian, and they have a shotgun, and they're picking it up, and one of the Polish militia guys takes a shot and drops the civilian. What do you want to do? Violent rampage?
Yeah, but I'm wondering. I don't think he's with it enough to grab the gun, even though I would like to. I think he's just swinging away like he's like the thing from Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
It's clobbering time. Two successes. We will re-roll the D12. Two successes.
Okay. Josiah.
Still mobility. Still moving. Trying to move.
Mm-hmm.
One success.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yeah, I'll push the other one. Another success. Two successes.
All right. Brian, what are you doing?
Stamina.
Still pushing to the front?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a 3 and a 4. So we're going to push that. 5 and a 5. Nothing.
All right. So you're starting to get closer to the front. You see everybody's moving away from the front. You can hear them back up, back up. Except for it's half of it's in Polish. You can hear some people yelling it in English. Back up, back up. Everybody back up. Back up. And you can hear them yelling it in Polish and they're yelling it in English. They're yelling it in fucking Russian and they're yelling it in French. They're just anybody up there that can speak any other languages. They're just yelling back the fuck up, back the fuck up. D6, D6, D6.
First D6 is a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is a 4. And a 1. 241.
Mm-hmm. All right. Emmett. As you're starting to push forward, though, somebody in front of you, their elbow comes back and goes to hit you in the gut. Not intentionally. Roll me a coolness under fire.
Oh, gosh. What is my coolness under fire? been a minute. All right. A and a D. That is a 5 and a 1.
All right. So it fucking knocks the wind out of you. You're basically, quote, suppressed this round. I probably should have done stamina, but coolness under fire seems more cool for suppression. So it just knocks the fucking wind out of you. You're going forward. You just didn't have the hand to fucking block it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my hands are full. That's for sure.
Yep. All right. Chris or Kyle?
Even though he's in a violent rampage, is he still trying to make his way to them? Or do you think he's just... I think he's he's just going in that direction because that's the direction he was going in. But anybody that goes past him
near him, he's just fucking clocking him.
Yes.
He's just bam, bam, bam. He's that one asshole in the mosh pit.
Get the fuck out of my way!
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
2 successes and a 1.
All right. Okay. Kyle?
Again, I'll switch to persuasion. Hey, it's just, we got a little girl here. Everybody... Get out of the way. Make a path. Make a path. 1 success, and I'm going to push the D8.
Mm-hmm.
With a 2, just the 1 success.
All right, so you're starting to make your way back. Chris, even around you, the crowd is starting to thin out. You're running out of people to punch at this point. They're not quite at arm's reach. You're having to, run towards them to actually hit them still. Roll me another D6 and D6.
Oh, no. A 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, 6.
Roll me one more 6. D6.
A 5.
Holy fucking hell, this is amazing. Emmett. Crowd's starting to clear out. you actually pick out, you can see Rogers up near the front. He's kind of like wiping his face off. He had the pepper spray in his eyes and shit. All of a sudden you see, see his head pop as he takes a round to the head, drops to the fucking ground.
So not only did I kill two of my characters, I just killed an NPC.
And we cut away.
Jeremy's a fan of that. Fucking Rogers.
I killed a priest. No, just kidding.
Technically, Rogers was a fake priest?
Kind of. I mean, he was a fake priest, but he got into it like it's his second chance at life.
Yeah, he's still not a priest.
True.
I mean, that requires going to like seminary and all that other shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you the rules are a little looser now since the world blew up.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of that?
The mechanics of it were cool. And I like with those things that you have to think on the fly.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty proud of this D66 table I made today.
I always love a good skill challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're fun.
Brian?
No, some of the... I like a good skill challenge as long as it's actually a good skill challenge.
He said yours was garbage.
No. This was a good skill challenge.
Yeah.
Some of the adventure path stuff can be a little bit like, okay, that was unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. So we see the crowd, and we see it's starting to thin, and it's starting to spread back. Like, the militia's done a pretty good job of, like, just pushing everybody back. And you could even tell, like, while it was going on, gunfire was coming from the crowd, and the shots that were being fired from the militia seemed to try to be real targeted at people that were shooting. They weren't just, like, open firing in the crowd, but some people might have accidentally got hit. Rogers. It's a little unclear who hit him, though. You just saw it go, thoo, and that was it. Emmett. You're up there, and you're close now. You're up there with the militia guards at the front, and they're like, "Sir, you need to step back. You need to go back to the camp. Go back to the camp."
My friend here, he'll be dead if I go back to the camp.
What is wrong with your friend?
I don't know. He collapsed. We're seeking asylum here. Father Roberts sent us from. To seek asylum with the church here.
Is he sick?
He looks sick. I don't know. He just collapsed.
There will be medics to come out and check. In a little while, you need to step back and go back to the camp.
Please, sir. We need to get inside. We haven't eaten in days.
I understand. We cannot let anyone in right now. You need to go back to the camp. Like, he does not seem like he's backing down. This is one of those situations where I'm not even going to let you roll a persuasion roll on it. Like, you're just like, he's not going to let me in.
I guess at that point I'd have to back off.
Cut over and we see Murph. And we see him. The crowd's starting to thin out around you, Murph, and you're running out of people, you're starting to come down from your psychosis. And roll me a D6 and then another D6.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
And a six.
Okay. You see that shotgun still laying there, but the AKM looks like someone grabbed it.
He grabs a shotgun and is looking for Bruce and the girl.
Mm-hmm. You see them heading back towards the camp with everybody else. Like, everybody else is headed back. The crowd has thinned out, and mostly everyone's kind of milling about. Anybody that you see that's still there is kind of like either, you know, grabbing somebody that they think's wounded, you know, someone that was hurt, someone that might have gotten hit by stray bullets, or like picking shit up and, you know, vulturing the area.
So he picks up the shotgun with one hand and is kind of like holding it by the middle, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like marching towards where they are, and almost like menacingly, like hoping that somebody gets in his way. Even though he's coming down, he's still like his hackles are up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just starts marching towards where they are.
Emmett, you see Murph headed that direction. You can see him by now. The crowd's thinned out enough. And you see Father McIntyre, a.k.a. Rogers, on the ground.
I guess I would try and get back over to Murph.
Okay. So you start headed back that same direction. You catch up to Murph before he catches up to the rest of them.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the wind knocked out of me. They're not going to let anybody in. I tried to talk my way through the gate, and that guy's not, you can tell, he's not letting anybody in right now. Best thing we can do is take a step back and allow the situation to kind of get to a semblance of normal. You all right?
Yeah, I had some fun. He shows him his knuckles. They're all like
bloody.
yeah. Bloody and cut up.
Mm-hmm.
I had some fun. People are getting a little violent here, trying to protect that lieutenant and the little girl. Hey, where's Rogers? Did you catch up to him?
I was trying to get up there to him. I was hoping he'd get us in, but he ended up getting done in during that.
How?
Looks like he took a straight shot to the head.
Fuck. All right, let's go get the girl and that lieutenant, whoever the fuck is, or Bruce, whatever.
That's fine. I need somewhere to sit this guy down for a minute. I'm plumb wore out from that.
Here, let me... Hold on. Oh, he's got it. You have the M16. Want me to carry him? Get you some rest?
Yeah, if you're up for it.
I'll take him.
All right, so y'all are following Bruce back.
Yeah. He just throws him in the fireman's carry. Has the shotgun in the other hand. Yeah, you missed the party. It was kind of fun.
All right, so Kyle, I'm assuming your character had some sort of shack or shanty in this refugee camp where they'd been staying.
Yes.
Okay. So you make it back to there. You can see behind you Emmett and Murphy are following you.
And I'm chit-chatting with the little girl. Are you okay? I mean, that was pretty rough. You were very brave. And I see you kept your doll. She didn't get hurt either. You're doing okay?
She looks at you, just kind of confused, and like looks around.
I got a place over here. Let's find somewhere to just calm down and get... a lot just happened. And this could go a few different ways, but let's head on back over to where I've been staying and see if we can kind of collect ourselves. This may be the perfect time to get in, or this may be the worst time to get in. I'm not real sure.
All right, so you get to your little area where you've been camped out. Murph, you come up on that, and Lieutenant Bruce is there with the girl.
He sets Jablonski down on the ground, or floor, ground. Lays him down and looks at Bruce and the little girl. He's like, you guys okay?
A few scrapes and a rolled ankle and a couple things, but, you know, nothing better than a few of those people in there, including one that I think I saw you knock his teeth down his throat.
Yeah, I kind of lost my temper a little bit when the guy tried to grab her.
Yeah, buddy, I'm glad I'm on your side.
Well, we're going to need you, Lieutenant, because I don't know how we're going to get in there, but is there anybody here that can give this guy any medical attention or anything? Have you made friends with anybody here?
You know that occasionally they do send, like, doctors from the hospital will come out here to, like, check on people and, you know, because there's doctors still, so they do still try to, like, help people that are sick. So you have seen them come out here. You've seen a Navy corpsman come from the embassy. You've seen him come out a few times, too.
Yeah, they send people every now and again. I mean, you know, trying to quell the spread of disease and try to keep you know, everything healthy out here. So every now and again, they are sending people out to aid with any injuries or any illnesses. And even sometimes the people from the embassy come out and make a sweep as well. So if we're lucky, you know, with all that just happened, I would think they'd send out maybe even the cavalry just to see, you know, because I saw quite a few people getting trampled, quite a few people getting shot at. So there's a lot of cleanup. We might be able to find somebody that could patch them up. But, you know, they might not even be on top of the priority list because I saw two people take bullets to the face.
Well, if they come out, we need to try to grab one of them. And I don't know what you've seen here, but the way they've tried to stop the spread of disease out in the country is pretty much killing everybody.
Yeah, I've met those guys before. I set the shotgun down over kind of where my tent is and everything, and just kind of, well, I mean, do we know where the rest of your group is?
I'm assuming Emmett's made his way there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emmett's there too. Yeah.
Okay. I think this is all of us, right, Emmett?
Yeah, this is all we got left.
All right, well.
So, Bruce, you know of a guy that has come out to the camp, gone into the camp. There's a Russian that you know of that smuggles things into the city or out of the city, like around the barricades. So you actually have heard of this guy before. So theoretically, if they wanted to try to, I'm giving you this as a character because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to try to sneak into Krakow, you know a guy.
Gotcha.
He's shady as all fuck, but you know a guy.
So I take it your priest friend was your key to getting into Krakow?
He was probably about our best chance that we thought we had to get in.
So what's plan B for you guys?
I don't know. I feel like everything that we've been doing has been plan B. I don't think anybody's been operating off of plan A for quite some time.
Lieutenant, you have any food?
Did you roll rations?
I did not.
Roll D6.
Come on, where's that 6 I've been rolling? A 1. Yeah, I think there's just a little bit left over, guys. That I think there's enough for one person sitting right there in the tent. You're welcome to it.
Not going to lie, we need some food and some rest. Emmett, you're the most worse for wear.
There is no way with that little girl there that Emmett would eat and not give it to her.
I know this is an odd question, but do you guys have money, things for trade, anything of value? Any special skills?
I mean, you're looking at it here. Everything we had, we've lost. All that we had pretty much got consumed by fire.
I mean, there's a guy that comes around that, we'll call him an importer-exporter, that if you need to get in, if you need to get things in, if you need to get things from in, out, he seems to have a way. I don't know that you want to owe him, and I don't know what his price is, but he's good at what he does.
A question for Ref.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think, I don't know what we would think. I mean, my medical skill is terrible. I don't know about Emmett's, but do we think that antibiotics would help Jablonski? Yeah, we don't know. We're assuming he's got some kind of disease, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you could get antibiotics, but you also don't have antibiotics.
No, I get that. That's offering to, like, trade our weapons for antibiotics or something. Even though I don't want to give up weapons that we just got. I don't know. I need to lay the fuck down and get some sleep. Yeah.
You're more than welcome to stay around here. I mean, just a refugee camp. There might be some people with some information. There might be some people with some extra food. It just depends on, people shuffle in and out all the time. And with that big, massive crowd, things are going to be scattered for a while.
Maybe see if you can find that guy. What do you think, Emmett?
I don't think we got much other options at this point. I mean, the only lead we had was into the city, so we ain't got enough rations to, go anywhere. We don't have enough ammunition to defend anything. So our best bet is we gotta try and get into the city here and hope that we can find some sanctuary.
Let me see if I can talk to a few people, see if I can make introductions. It's not like calling them on the phone, but I'll see if anybody can find him.
I mean, we do have some skills. And he looks at Emmett and winks like, we could hire ourselves out, kill some people, whatever this guy wants to use us for.
So is that your plan, LT? Are you planning on heading out to go find this guy?
Yeah, I'd make the rounds. Again, it's just, mostly people talking here and there, and I'll just kind of go through the typical information brokers that I know to see what I can find or if he's scheduled to make an appearance.
All right, so LT leaves the shack, and we're left with Emmett and Murph and the little girl. Nod, as Jablonski called her. What do the two of you do? Murph said he was going to try to sleep, because it is nighttime now, by the way, in case anyone's curious.
Yeah, these were fucked up. Yeah, he just lays down in on his side and goes to sleep, or tries to.
Emmett, you could do a medical aid roll on Jablonski, but you would spend like this shift doing that, if you so choose.
Medical aid, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Let me make sure I look this up real quick. Medical aid. If you are cared for by someone during the course of your illness, this person can make your infection roll instead of you. The caregiver rolls for medical aid modified by the virulence of the disease. If you're given antibiotics, and they would work for this kind of thing, the caregiver gets a +3 on the roll, but it has no effect against viruses or radiation sickness. So the question is this a virus or bacteria? Hence, would antibiotics help? So, you can roll medical aid, but it's going to be at a -3.
Well, that's a waste of time. Then that's just a straight D roll.
Is it a waste of time? You might roll a 6.
Yeah, well.
And it's a pushable roll.
Yep, we'll go for it. All right. I'm going for it. Oh, that's a 4.
All right, so through the night, he's got a fever. He's sweating. You're trying to, bring his fever down and trying to get fluids in this unconscious man as best you can.
All right, I'm going to push it for him. That's a 1.
You take a point of stress. Tell me what that looks like.
Emmett has been carrying this guy for, probably every bit of 4 to 6 hours. Pushed through a crowd with this guy on his shoulder and watched the one person he thought was his ticket in get shot. And he is just sweating over top of him, trying his best to get the fever to break, trying to get him to kind of settle and be comfortable. And in the midst of that, Emmett hasn't eaten or slept in a day's time. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
Emmett is really just digging deep into whatever he has left of being a human being to try and ease Jablonski's pain and care for him the best that he can. But, I mean, Emmett's no medic. He's been around it, but he's more of an aide than a medic himself.
Mm-hmm. Jablonski. Stamina roll. -3.
That will make it a C and a D.
Mm-hmm.
One success.
All right. So through the night, Jablonski kind of like starts to come to. You're conscious now, but you're starting to come out of it. Like the fever is starting to pass. But you're still kind of like dazed from it all. Brian. Emmett needed to roll a stamina check in the morning. Still.
That makes sense.
-3 from the plague.
-2 from his burns.
Yep.
So -5.
Yep.
So 3, 4. So that's a D and a C?
Yeah. Good. And it's pushable because you're conscious, so.
Yeah, for now. That is 1 success and a 5.
Okay. So, I mean, you started to, like, just kind of feel, like, off a little bit, but somehow you're able to, like, muscle through it. Kyle, roll me a D6 real quick.
That would be a 3.
So LT comes back in the morning. He finally makes it back, and he comes in, and you see Emmett sitting there, and you see Jablonski. He's kind of looking better, right? Like, it looks like he might have, like, his fever broke, and he's sweated it out, but he's just still, like, fucking out, right? Like, at this point, he's sleeping, but it doesn't seem like he's just, like, on the worst end of it. He looks like he's coming back a little bit better. And you have brought with you an associate of yours, someone that you had met, someone that you knew of in the camp. This Jeremy, describe what he looks like.
He's a fairly large man, and you can see his hands and his neck have tattoos on them.
Mechanically speaking, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make things interesting. Normally, when a person brings in a new character into a party, the rest of the party just goes, okay, this is the new character that's joining the party. You guys could be like, fuck off, we don't want this guy. So I'm letting you know. And then Jeremy will just bring, we'll just work in another option.
I'll just roll. I'm rolling deep, so you guys can like kick off, you know.
I open fire. No.
Yeah. So instead of it being the standard forced, this is the new member of your party. Figure out why the right. Fuck you keep him around. You could be like, nah, never mind, if you want to. So I'm just letting you guys know. To me, that's a fun way to do this because we don't get a lot of options to do it that way. So
it's a player playing an NPC until you guys want to make him a permanent party member.
Yep. So.
This unscrupulous character is an associate of mine.
Unscrupulous? An associate? That's an interesting word.
Hey, I met this guy a long time ago. He hasn't killed me yet. Is that what you want to hear? Sorry, we've been through a lot today.
I have ears. Were you part of the party that took place at the gate?
Oh, yeah. We were in it, under it, through it. Got a little blood on me from it. Not sure whose it is.
If it's not yours, then all the better.
Just another day with the refugees.
All right. I am a relatively busy man. What is it you need?
We need in. We were trying to get into the city when that popped off. We're trying to get to the church. We think we might have some
fellow members that might be able to help us if we can get there.
Okay. Okay. You need in? 5,000 per head.
Oh. We ain't got two dimes to rub together. With all due respect.
Then what do you have to offer me?
Couple of shotguns and an M16?
Please. Please, couple of shotguns and an M16.
You can have this little girl. Oh, just kidding.
She might fetch up a good price.
I wasn't serious, asshole.
I know buyers.
Bottom line is we got people here that want in, but I don't know that their check's going to clear. But if there's anybody that can make it work, I thought it'd be you. Or I thought you'd at least want to hear from them.
Oh, I can make it work, but it needs to be worth my time.
When healthy, we have some skills that could be useful.
Skills. What unit were you with?
5th Special Forces.
Hmm. And you, Scarface, what unit were you with?
25th Infantry.
And you, Lieutenant?
5th Infantry. That was a long time ago, but let's just say that didn't last very long.
You all got your asses handed to you in Kalish during Operation Reset. You got pinned down there, and everyone just got
Operation Reset. That's Reset's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, during Operation Reset in Kalish.
Beginning of the operation in Kalish. We were screwed before we knew it. We didn't have a chance to do anything. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle. The whole thing was a cluster.
So how many do you want to get in?
6 of us, right?
The girl we need to get safe. Apparently, it's not obviously their kid, but they're just looking to protect this girl. Fell on hard times.
There are many orphans now. Tragic. If I do this for you, you owe me.
I owe you.
No, you all owe me.
Can't speak for them. I don't know that I got much other options.
You get me some food and some sleep, I'll do what you want.
Also, do you have medical attention? Well, their friend here looks a little better today than yesterday, but I don't know if he'll pull through or not.
What is wrong with your friend?
We're not exactly sure. He just kind of collapsed on us as we were making the final approach here to the city. I mean, ain't none of us ate for quite some time. He may just not have had the guts to push through.
He stays here. I will not take him.
LT, you got anybody around here who might be able to look after him?
Oh, yeah. Few other soldiers out here that this is pretty much their permanent home. A few other Polish. Keep an eye on the place. He'll be fine.